Yeah, now she has to be silent.
Yeah, no more of that. That was bad.
Sorry,
not near you, ain't.
What do you say?
Not near you, ain't.
What's my fucking podcast, love?
I ain't your podcast.
I'm not getting involved.
My fucking intro.
I'm Switzerland. I'm on the fence.
Right. Okay. Go against Carissa.
I'm going to watch Grace in the bedroom.
Love you.
Me. Yeah, good idea. Don't say that. Oh, fuck it. Why did you react?
Fuck off, Dave. Have a wash.
I'm sorry. Oh.
One. Two. Three. Let's go!
Hello and welcome to the Wait What podcast. Stacey, can I come over after school? We can hang around by the pool.
Hang by the pool.
Did your mom get back from her business trip?
Business trip.
Thank you. And is she around? Is she trying to give me the slip?
Give me the slip.
You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Stacey's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacey, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacey's mom. Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Lovely harmony at the end there. My name's Dave.
My name's Mitch.
I honestly thought you was going to try and do me dirty and be like, change the lyric from Stacey's mum to Liam's mum because I wasn't here when I said I was going to be here.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be as petty as that. I feel bad for all the people named Stacey, though. This podcast, and I just have PTSD flashbacks. Or anyone that has a sister.
You think there's women here?
Of course, yeah. We're pro women.
Three manly bearded men.
All right. Well, also any men that have a sister named Stacey, and therefore that song by, you know, association.
By proxy.
Yeah. Me and Mitchell had a friend that had a sister named Stacey. So, yeah. You know, they got violated with that.
Indeed.
Thank you, Fountains of Wayne, for that incredible song from the early 2000s. I thought I'd bring a 2000 song that wasn't in Mitchell's tournament last week.
Indeed.
Also, a lot of people mistake that song for being sung by Bowling for Soup. They did not do that. They did 1985, which is another song about a woman that's desirable, or was desirable anyway. Also, because Bowling for Soup are always getting mistaken for doing that song, they did a cover of it anyway. So if you search for it, you will find it's Bowling for Soup. So
it's not as good though.
No, it's not. For best Bowling for Soup songs, Girl or the Bad Guys one.
Yes.
I think we said that in the music episode like about 2.5 years ago when we were on B. long time. Anyway, if you would like to let us know how you think of music episodes and the like and the podcast as it is, and I sentence my words weirdly, you can on our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter. No, it's X. And we have a YouTube channel, Lim.
Wait What Podcast. It's all up to date. I have nothing to add. The videos are all there. I'm actually on point.
Yeah, check it out.
I had the latest episode edited at the end of Wednesday night.
Well, you know, you knew you were going to be busy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm very, very, very busy.
Can I just say that
I didn't hear any of that.
Okay, no worries, mate. Yeah, he did. He had frozen, I believe.
everyone left the screen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
So I don't know if that was even recorded.
okay. Well.
Well, if it wasn't, if it wasn't, tough.
If it wasn't, you know the deal. Check out our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter, and check out our YouTube channel for all our idle chat episodes and exclusive content when we get around to doing it. What we are doing this week, Mitch, though, in the main episode, that wasn't pointed at anyone. we do.
Finish the goddamn D&D.
We're ready.
I want to get my nerd on.
Anyway, what we're doing this week is very rare, really. It's a politics episode. There's a lot of politics that is going to be happening in this next year, and everyone's going to be goddamn sick of politics if you aren't already. There's like...
And the American election is going on at the moment.
Well, no, they announced in the candidates, and they've announced who the Republican candidate is, and yeah. There's going to be a lot of
Dizzle Trizzle.
There's going to be a lot of shit that's going to go on until the actual election at the end of the year. Plus, we've got our own UK general election, which hasn't been called yet, but everyone is pretty much certain it's going to happen. So, but because of that, we haven't really outright stated a political stance. But if you don't know, we have an
Fuck
episode that says
the Tories.
If you don't know, get to know.
Both of you just step all over my line. Thank you. if you don't know, we got an episode which literally has a title that says "Fuck the Tories." So you know, that's just the way. Not hard to say that my other two colleagues vote.
Nope. I don't appreciate how you said colleague as well. By the way, well, that's out of order.
Well, you're my podcast colleagues. Puffer Mitchell.
That's a vile.
I was going to say, how did I get demoted?
My bad. Sorry, babes.
It's okay.
So anyway, no worries. Me and Mitchell actually were talking about politics, and we brought up the fact that this year we are going to vote for a party which doesn't get enough play, doesn't get enough love in the world. Doesn't get added on anything, doesn't get like hashtag, never see it in the news or anything like that. But they are steadily working away as Liam scrapes his plate as fair loud.
I'm trying to turn away, sorry.
We're going for a party, the Monster Raving Loony Party.
Indeed.
Caveat, I haven't got a clue who they are.
There you go. So we're going to educate Liam on the best party in UK politics.
Indeed.
they were formed in 1982 by a man who was the head of a rock group called Screaming Lord Such and the Savages. His name was David Such. And he stood in parliamentary elections under a range of party names. And basically the idea of his rock group was obviously there were a bunch of punks and anarchists. And they were just, and he was just sick of the way that UK politicians and political groups acted. And he would basically set a lot of his policies to be just like the anti of them and raise like the issues of like they were doing behind the scenes kind of thing, you know, things that they were once known. It's basically all come from like a sketch that was done by Monty Python back in the day, an election special sketch where they had two parties, the Sensible Party and the Silly Party. And the name of some of the silly parties, I think one of them was called Tarquin Fintin, Lim Bim 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 Bim, Bus Stop for Tang Ole Biscuit Barrel, who was actually a name of someone that was in the Monster Raven Looney Party, who changed their name to that by Depol. And yeah. The idea of the party is that they stand in elections that are normally like seen to be foregone conclusions in certain areas. People already know who's going to win, so they have send someone there to run against them and basically just put in a load of just keep the political process going. So they're not just going up against no one kind of thing, you know. There's always like someone else to go towards, and their policies are usually ridiculous.
Indeed.
Some would say loony.
Yeah. So what Mitchell has done is he has got a list of the many policies and manifestos, I believe they called it.
Manifesto, yes.
Yes, manifestos that the Monster Raven Loony Party have done over the years. And we'll see if, and, you know, surprisingly, some of them may be relevant today. So we'll see.
Yes. So I've got the manifesto from the 2019 election.
All right. So the last one.
It starts off with, we pledge to fight this election on an invisible platform so that people cannot see the flaws in our policies.
Yeah, you see? See? I feel like a lot of time when you'll find that what they've done is they've come up with the punchline and then they make the setup later. They're true comedians on this. In this.
So, we start off. Stressful times in the house. In order to calm down the passions and stresses currently exhibited in the parliament, the Loony Party would make all MPs have half an hour's compulsory Tai Chi every day. This would counteract the other 23 and a half hours cheating they do for the rest of the time.
Tai Chi, cheating. There you go. I feel like a lot of politicians could deal with some like relaxation time. Imagine like House of the Parliament, like they all just come out at a certain time and just all do yoga on like the lawn or something like that.
Just come out of number 10 and just all with the yoga mats.
Yeah, I want to see. I'll see Rishi Sunak do downward dog. Why not?
Right, I can run through a couple of bits because this one also includes a bit of the Brexit policies in it as well. God. So the first one is on corruption. They have 2 points on corruption. The first point is, we in the Loony Party are quite willing to accept bribes and inducements from the government in exchange that we do not stand in the election.
There you go. So yeah, open policy. If you want to bribe the Monster Raven Loony Party, they are willing to listen. You know, no shady backroom dealings here. And I like number it. Two, it's an open, honest party.
Exactly. Number two, we will combat corruption in public life by taking part in it openly. We will also introduce the Board of Bribery, who will set standardized rates.
So yeah, you go. So if you want, like, if you want, like, us not to run, then this is our standard rate. If you want us to endorse you in some way, you know, if we, it's all there and open. Who's My question is like, for the Board of Bribery, it's got to be like a head. It's got to be like Ivan Tony or someone like that. It's going to be the head.
No, he was for betting.
True, yeah. Actually, yeah. Bruce Grobbler.
I'll just do the two points they have on Brexit, and I'll move on to the next one, which is the 2022 manifesto they had. So the Brexit policy... Manifesto. The Brexit... policies were, the border in Northern Ireland would be made out of sponge to prevent a hard border.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of sponge, though. Are they talking about sponge pudding or are they talking about like car sponges?
I'm guessing car sponges.
Both are soft, but only one is delicious.
And only one would stand up to like any kind of pressure on it. Like if you walk over a sponge cake, I imagine it's just going to like disintegrate. Whereas like an actual sponge will like hold up to some, you know, some abuse.
Well, no, it would fold, but then it would bounce back.
There you go. That's what I want from a party. There you go. I like it. Like, and we don't break.
Exactly. Their other point is, we will renegotiate to stay and lead the EU and then sack the other 27 countries.
I like that. Lead the EU. There you go. That should get the Britain First crowd on side. You know, not only are we going to go back into the EU, but we're going to be the leaders of it.
Exactly.
There you go. And kick out the other 27. And therefore, all of Europe will be Britain.
I just want to quickly tap on their identity theft policy. There's got 1 point for this. We propose to prevent identity theft instantly by calling everyone Dave.
There you go. Perfect. I like it.
You sure? You sure? Do you want to be associated with everyone?
Well, I mean, I was the original Dave. I'll get some kind of like special treatment. Either that,
we know two Daves that are older than you, so they were Dave before you were.
Well, that'll be original Daves as well. I'm talking about everyone's Dave, then I'll be one of like the group of like original Daves that we get preferential treatment. Either that, or we all get called Tim or something.
So you're basically saying you're the superior race, you're the master race of Daves.
the master Daves, yes.
Master Dave, that sounds sus. That's not
that. That's what I did about 20 minutes ago.
No, Master Dave's. Whoa, no.
Watch out, here comes the Master Dave's.
Right, on to the 2022 manifesto. It says we will fight the election on an invisible platform, such a blah, blah, blah.
They recycle the same jokes.
That's laziness, that is.
The next point is, once in government, we will replace the foreign secretary with a British one.
Jesus Christ.
See? Simple, straightforward. I mean, at the moment, the foreign secretary is Boris Johnson, so, you know, that's a good shout. I'm behind that one.
Is it? Jesus Christ, is he the one? That's like him being like the spokesperson for Earth, if aliens ever visited. Imagine sending that moron.
He was the foreign secretary. Let me just give it a quick Google.
I remember
David Cameron has a job in the cabinet at the moment, they called it. It's David Cameron. Fucking hell. Weirdly, what I was talking about.
Old pig
boy. That's funny because he quit over Brexit and now he is the foreign secretary. Where, you know, we're still enforcing Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit, apparently.
So I still don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
They've got multiple policies on this one. First one is waiting lists. We will reduce hospital waiting lists by using smaller fonts.
Yep. Yeah, that would do it. That is right. That would happen.
And then on immigration... We will reduce net migration by making sure that any nets are secured more firmly to the ground.
There you go. How to skirt the depressing issues. Make a silly joke.
Make the funnies.
Yeah.
Inflation.
I mean, if there are nets around the country, then no one will get out.
Exactly.
And no one will get in.
Yeah, but they're not trying to stop people getting out. They're trying to stop people getting in.
Well, there you go. Nets work both ways, man.
The point on inflation, we will reduce inflation by giving everyone free pins.
Yeah. I mean, do you not understand what inflation is? I mean, granted, it's all funny and stuff like that, but inflation is a serious problem right now, and I would actually love them to quite do something about it, please. Fredo's no longer 10p.
No. The fact that Cola Max has gone from like 45p to like what, 52 or something, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, Lidl's getting quite expensive now.
Yeah,
everywhere's getting expensive. That's the problem.
Indeed. That's what I mean. Inflation is a problem, and just carrying around a pin is not going to solve that problem, Monster Raven Loony Party.
I can't
Please be serious.
I can't pay for my shopping with a pin.
I can't feed my children with laughter.
They need sustenance.
Yeah. I'll finish up with two more points that on policies on their thing. Government policy. When formulating policies, the government relies heavily on expert advice. Remember, experts built the Titanic.
There you go.
They're kind of not wrong, though.
And
I don't know.
And the Loony Party will also take into account the opinion of Dave on Facebook. So Dave, they're going to take your opinion. As long as you're right on Facebook.
Don't use my Facebook status, man. That would just be cringe. Oh god,
your old ones.
Yeah, imagine if like fucking 2009
Dave. Oh,
well, anyone's Facebook status is back from when they were young and stuff like that. I'm sure they'd hate to be made public. It would be the worst thing ever.
Mine have burned.
I'd crispied. Yeah, well,
nuked.
I'd love to nuke that account.
It's funny.
Anyway, yeah, I've
on the way to see Blink 182. with the guys.
Yeah, yeah. And then song lyrics and stuff like that, and jokes that references to like on Family, those are Family Guy and Simpsons references, I'm sure.
Off the Goldie Lost Prophets.
Yeah, I did see Lost Prophets while I was on Facebook, so that probably did happen. Probably said something about Ian Watkins being great or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Not gonna look at. There's definitely a picture of Jimmy Savile on there as well, like 100%. I bet there is.
We knew he was.
We knew he had some sort of...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jimmy Savile is a human equivalent of Mr. Blobby.
Well, that's a UK-only reference.
I don't care.
And Jimmy Savile... I'm going to just quickly get past this bit. Their energy policy... Their energy policy is we will get rid of the energy price cap and replace it with a top hat.
Yeah, very nice, fancy.
This will also help our millinery industry.
A millinery,
yep, millinery.
I don't, in fairness, that's a good that you did well to pronounce that, but I still don't know what it is. What's the millinery industry? Now I've got to do more googling.
Yeah, now I've got to googly it.
I feel like a millinery has something to do with bread.
Is this the type of piss out of military?
Number two on their policy is we will get rid of all standing charges.
Oh. Is someone who makes and sells hats or women's hats a millinery?
It's a craft of making hats and headwear.
That makes sense. Well, it's about the top hats and stuff like that. But I specifically said women's hats on my one. Not that women can't wear a top hat.
Of everything they've said, your problem is that their pit with the millinery doesn't make sense. Everything you're focusing in, like, well, this one don't make sense. Their answer to inflation was to carry a pin.
Yeah.
No, hand them out to everyone.
Fucking pin.
Hand them out to everyone.
A fucking pin.
Let's get to be bribed.
They are. We will get rid of all standing charges. We are quite capable of sitting down and freezing to death.
I knew that was coming.
The punchline. No, now is like a game of can you predict the punchline when he's just the first. That's literally what it is.
Monster Raven Looney Party, the game.
And number three, all the hot air spoken in Parliament will be redirected to the gas distribution networks.
Yeah, there it is.
Hot air, there it is.
Fuck. But you're telling me that you can basically just make a political party.
Because this is the idea is that they're like an actual legal kind of party. They're fine to run and everything. They've got a base of operations and shit. And the idea is that they're just there to be the counterculture.
Yeah.
The counter society, you know? And, you know, it's very punk rock.
Should we create a party?
The Wait What Party? We better keep a podcast together, mate. What are you talking about?
What are you fucking talking about?
What would be your policy?
What be your policy, Michael, sir?
On what? What's your policy?
A half rate reduction on Cola Max. Get into it.
Oh, Cola Max will be 5 bottles.
Import charges will be greatly reduced in order for Lidl to go back to being a budget supermarket again.
Just take it back. Take it all the way back and just raid countries, far back, far. Before
are you saying raid, or are you saying the other R word and pillage?
Raid, Vikings. That
raid
far
and
back.
Pillage.
Yeah, just them two.
All right. So you want to go back to a time when women are property? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
No.
Hippity, hoppity, women are property.
You said it, not me.
I said it in a fun way, though.
That is his policy. That is going to be his policy. It's a D-hopity. Women are property.
Women are property. So, Dave, what is the, what's your stance on equal rights? Hippity hoppity, women are property.
T-shirts are going to be available soon. Yes, top hat at the same time.
Hippity hoppity.
Hippity, women are property. Dave, what is your thoughts on abortion? Well, you know, when I'm saying about abortion, you know, why don't we all just have a good time? Let's just like, leave it there.
So, Mitch, what is your stance on abortion? Well, it's the same as my stance on Brexit. If in doubt, get them out.
I like it.
Yeah. It made sense. It was a smart one. Thinking man on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like it. I don't like the answer in response to the first bit, but the second bit, yes.
I had you in the first half, is what it was. I had you.
That was a laugh, and I agree. No, wait.
Yes, I agree. Wait a minute. So I'd rather dance around the abortion one than women's rights. I'm not silly.
Right, we could get on with their most recent policies.
Right, they've got more.
Yeah. Well, most recent ones.
General election soon, mate. They're going to come up with
more. Their manifesto proposals is 20 million tons of waste plastic bottles are discarded every year in the UK, of which only 45% are recycled. The Looney Party has an answer. Can you guess what the answer is?
Recycle.
I don't really know the answer.
Dave knows the answer. Stop making them.
Yep.
Before you ask, we have found an alternative. It's called glass.
Yeah, make all bottles glass.
Yeah.
Glass is biodegradable. Yeah. Glass comes from sand.
Glass is also dangerous, though. If you drop it, it smashes. Drop plastic bottle, it bounces.
Yeah, but, you know, what's
better? Then again, if you drop a big bottle of something, a plastic...
But if
fizzy drink, it can turn into a missile.
If you drop 100 glass bottles in a wooded area, it'll all get crushed down and return to the earth, and everything will be all good.
Sounds like a start of a really bad song to sing when you're driving. 100 bottles of glass on the floor.
You crushed it up and into the mud.
999
glass bottles to crush down. If you take 100 plastic bottles and put them into a wooded area, they're just going to be there forever.
They become sentient and try to take over the world.
They'll slowly warm up the planet in some way, and then we'll all be dead. But no, like, you know, it, short term, like, around people and stuff, yes, but for the planet, it's better.
Hey, listen, glass bottles of Pepsi Max, I'll be down for that.
Arguably, that's getting nice. Rid of humans is better for the planet.
Yes. So, we are indeed a poison.
We are slowly killing this planet. Anyway, moving on.
What film was that where they did that and it was literally the guy was a maniac? Someone said that. I can't remember what it was. Someone was like, literally, the humans are poison. And they basically tried to kill everyone so the Earth would live.
Oh. Is it... Sounds like a kind of Terminator AI kind of thing. iRobot?
I've not seen iRobot. Not Our Choice. I've just never seen it.
Made by Apple.
I feel like it's that sort of realm. You know what I mean? Like, humans are the problem.
Will Smith being Will Smith.
Slap him around the face.
Your goddamn...
No.
Keep your wife's mouth out your goddamn... No, to be fair, yes. Entanglement and all that. Yeah. I heard Will Smith hates the summer. Specifically August.
Yeah. I feel like it might also be a Doctor Who thing that you're thinking of as well.
Maybe. I am the king of nerds.
Yeah.
I've got one last thing, which is the policies A to Z. It's the A to Z of OMRLP manifesto. Just a sample of what you'd get by voting for insanity. You know it makes sense. A, airbags will be fitted to the stock exchange immediately, ready for the next crash.
Boom! He got it.
B. Britain will exit Europe and join the Duchy of Cornwall to benefit from tax exemptions.
So you know what a joke.
Capital punishment will be opposed on the grounds that it's unfair to Londoners.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Oh, capital. I get it.
That offends me, seeing as I was born in London. That's offensive.
At first, I was thinking because there's more crime in London.
Criminals?
Yeah.
Is it ne'er do wellers? Is that what it is? Ne'er do
wellers? Rapscallions?
Rapscallions?
Ragamuffins?
It's your new word recently, isn't it? Ragamuffin. You pulled that one out of retirement. That's what it was.
I used it in the word tournament, like the mystery tournament I did ages ago, and yeah, now
he kept it in the back pocket. That's what it was. He kept it just tucked away. Yeah.
I still love ragamuffin.
Dare I ask, Mitch, what's the next one?
D is data will be secured, placed in a brown bag, and hidden in the PM's socks and pants drawer.
Safest place. I don't know how he's going to get everyone's data in a brown bag, though. That's a pretty damn big bag or a pretty large sock drawer.
E is education. All university tuition fees for women would be free, as we are strong believers in female intuition. And then in brackets, due to gender equality laws, we would include males as well.
Female intuition. I wonder how many females actually are a part of the Munster Unity Party, because there has to be like an equality of members, parliament members, I'm sure. I like to see, because like I've seen the way that the Munster Unity Party members like dress. They try and go like outlandish. They call themselves Screaming Lord, whatever, and stuff like that. So, yeah. Seeing the female version would always be fun.
F is frivolous fraud office, set up to inspect fraud too silly for serious fraud office.
They get frivolous fraud office.
Yep.
Your fraud is too silly, he goes to that office. It's like the Monty Python sketch again, silly and sensible.
G, greyhound racing will be banned to prevent the country going to the dogs.
I thought you were going to say Groundhog Day then. Groundhog Day will be instituted. Everyone will wake up and it'll be 13th of January.
Liam, they get better. H, half the grey squirrels will be painted red to increase the red squirrel population.
People are always saying about the grey squirrels and the red squirrels, man.
Paint a fucking squirrel.
Well, who says you can't?
You try and paint a squirrel. I don't think it'll go well.
I think the best way to do it is to try and gather up as many grey squirrels as you can and then put them through a car wash that's been fitted with paint.
That's coming later, Dave.
Oh, my bad. See, look, I could be a member of the Monster Raven Loony Pie.
Innocent prisoners will be released in order to reduce prison overcrowding.
There you go. Put the guilty ones in.
So everyone will be out because everyone's innocent in prison.
Well, yeah, Shawshank Redemption, yeah?
Yeah.
Jay, job seekers will be made to stand two abreast in order to half dull queues.
Two abreast?
Yep.
Well, so that means stand side by side.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so if you only... So, only brought to
so instead of them two, being right. that wide, they'd be that wide.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay. Kids will be made to sit closer together on smaller desks in order to reduce school class sizes.
And kids get to know each other better as well.
Yeah,
you know, that's something we're always worried about. Socialization with kids. Kids being on their phones too much and stuff like that. Can kids actually have a normal conversation with people? I don't know. I've met quite a few of the Gen Zers at this day and age. Some of them can't tell the time. Some of them can't deal with social situations.
Some of them can't. Some of them can't read something.
Liam probably could get behind.
So I'm
the only one on this list that Liam could get behind. L, London Marathon, free to anyone finishing in sub 2 hours wearing large clown shoes.
Mitch, it took me six. How am I going to get behind it?
Yeah, but you weren't wearing clown shoes.
Yeah, you wasn't wearing clown shoes.
They make up half the distance. The clown
no,
shoes.
I just look like a clown.
What?
Because I had to drag my ass across the finish line because I was fucked.
Now,
I got overtaken by three firemen in full gear. They were just jogging. I was finished.
The next one is going back to Dave's car wash thing. M, mega car wash will be created by punching holes in the roof of the Channel Tunnel.
Wait a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Punching holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Is it better to do it from the top down or is it better to do it from the down up? Arguably, I think it's better to do it from the top down.
Well, you can't do it from the down up because it become a bath.
Oh, yeah, because if you do it from the top down, water won't get in.
No, but if you do it from the top, at least it'll come downwards. You know what I mean? You ain't going to clean the top of the car. You just have clean wheels. But no, secondly,
I'm saying, do you punch the hole from the inside of the tunnel or from the outside of the tunnel? You moron.
Oh, I thought you meant from the bottom. But you go, well, no. if you do it from the bottom upwards.
How can you do it from the bottom? How are you going to get under the tunnel?
Well, I mean, like in the tunnel to the top of the tunnel. inside out. That better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punch it inside out, you're going to die from the water hitting you and the pressure. You do it from the outside in, you're going to die from the water pressure slamming you into the ground. So either way, whoever's doing it is going to die. So I'm assuming that it's going to be the Hulk.
It's going to take them a while to punch the hole anyway, because they're going to be sitting there just beating the
well,
roof.
Well, if they're on, that means they're underwater and they're probably dead.
Well, I imagine they have.
You're going to have to team up with Aquaman and the Hulk, essentially.
Have you not heard of scuba gear? And a large punching glove?
I've heard of scuba gear. I have definitely heard of scuba
gear. We're nearly there. We're nearly at the end of them. N, national debt will be cleared by putting it all on our credit card.
They are. See? They've got a solution.
Yeah.
I hear the bank is nationwide.
OAPs will qualify for a summer ice lolly allowance if temperatures exceed 70 degrees. I'm guessing Fahrenheit.
Suddenly I'm an OAP. Do I get to choose the
flavor? I feel old as shit, so...
I feel like even if the OAP's got ice lolly every day, they're still fucking complaining.
Yeah, fucking always whinging about something. Everything's so expensive. Oh, no one knows what they are. Oh, I would like preferred it back in my day. Well, guess what, Shirley? Back in your day, fucking Shirley, you used to think it was okay to have someone as your slave. How about that?
Back in your day, they used to get polio.
You used to swing your right hand up because someone said a certain word. Now, fuck off.
You see that there's the last person to be alive on an iron lung died recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now there's no people currently. Yeah. So currently there are no people alive on an iron lung. Ain't it fucked though that technology advanced past the point that you would need an iron lung, but they couldn't do anything for the people already on an iron lung.
Mental, isn't it?
Crazy. Yeah, and this guy only had polio. So it's not like, apparently you couldn't just inject him. Go on, sorry.
Getting back to the policies. P, puddles deeper than 3 inches will be marked by a yellow plastic duck. I see your enthusiasm there, Liam. We'll carry on.
The 3 inches, man, they're steep. You could drown in that.
It's quite deep.
Yeah. You can do a lot of 3 inches.
I was trying to shoehorn it in, but I couldn't think of a way. Then again, you don't have to shoehorn 3 inches, you know what I mean?
I was waiting to see if anyone else did, so I just did it anyway.
Q. Quitters will be encouraged not to start in the first place to improve their self-esteem.
In fairness, I fucking hate quiz. Like,
I hate
don't
starting.
Give up something. Don't give up something you love, especially smokers. Don't quit smoking. I hate quiz.
Regulations.
Keep doing it.
Are for regulations concerning car boot sales will be relaxed to permit selling of all car parts, not just the boot.
Car boots above. Oh, all car parts. There we go. I thought you said car parts. Mm-hmm. I was like, selling all car parts.
I thought you said car parks and say, what, you're selling car
parts?
Parts. Okay. Yeah. That could be handy.
Yes. S stamp duty will be cancelled as stamps are expensive enough without having to pay duty.
Stamps are very expensive. To be fair, stamps are very expensive.
Well, it's because the majority of stamps now are going on bigger goods kind of thing.
It's like, I think a book of 12 first class stamps now is like fucking £9.
You don't need to stamp a letter anymore because you send an email.
I think the only time you probably do that is if you're sending a birthday card.
Moonpig, bruv.
If you don't use Moonpig,
get a fucking life. Get a Swift cover.
Some people like a handwritten note.
Nerds. Not next a good kind either.
Next is T. For terrorists will be made to wear bells and horns so we know where they are.
He said terrorists, right?
Yeah, terrorists. He said terrorists. Will be made to wear bells and horns.
Balls?
So we know where they are.
That'll help as well. Yeah, so we know where they are. Obviously, we didn't know where they were before that we made them wear the bells. And
so how are we going to find them to put the bells
on? To make them
on
bells and horns, yeah, before they...
Is it just a goodwill thing? Like, if you turn yourself in, you get to choose what colour bell and horn you have?
Probably. You is unruly teenagers will be super glued together as if you can't beat them, join them.
See? Super glue's not strong enough though. They'll crack they'll come apart. Need something more stronger like Gorilla Glue.
That stuff is not stronger. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I know. What, like fucking masking tape or parsing tape? That stuff's strong. No more nails.
Forget no nails. Just use a nail gun.
Now you're going too far.
No, I'm not. I'm not a teenager.
Monster Raven Looney over here.
Dave, you can get me on the next one.
It's about weed.
Which is V. No, V. Vehicles will be fitted with bungee ropes in order to save fuel on return journeys.
Damn, could you imagine how fast you would go if you drove to like Dover again? How fast you'd come back? Raw. You best hope your brakes work, boy, because damn.
There'll be a lot of cross calls at some point. Imagine like everyone finished at 5 o'clock and it's just chaos, just crashes all over the place. Just all into each other. Oh man.
It's just a pile of, it's literally just a bowl of metal in the middle of like, I don't know, what the M25, just bosh.
It has to be organized. Don't have to go around throughout the whole day just going, okay, this one's got to go first. Because if this one goes in this one, it's going to be like staggered going home times.
W. Wind farms will be created nationwide where breaking wind will be encouraged.
You know what's coming.
X. X-ray machines will be manned by skeleton staff.
There you are.
Skeleton staff?
Yep. Why yellow lines will be painted where you can park instead of where you can't to save money.
I really was asking myself why. Just why.
And last tell them it's just human nature.
Zebra crossings will be made permissible to all animals wishing to cross the road.
There you go. It's not just zebras now. All animals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Including humans. Liam, how much of a fan of puns are you? Can I just ask?
I normally enjoyed them, but this has kind of killed my love for it.
has it not made you want to vote for them?
No.
There's a number of cracking puns in there, I would say.
Why would I vote full stop?
Anyway, I can tell you how to apply to be part of the Monster Raven Looney Party if you would like.
But I don't like politics.
They're good. No, perfect. You're in.
I'm talking to Dave, really.
Then why did you look at me?
Is there like some kind of
join the party? Process? No, by being a member, you are playing your part in helping secure a future loony party government. With your membership, you will get some loony badges, a loony rosette, a certificate of insanity, and our thanks.
What the fuck am I going to do with your thanks?
You can join online by clicking here, and don't forget to renew your membership and send details of change of address, etc.
How much is it?
It's free.
Oh, that's all right then. I'm interested now. It's free.
Shop. But seriously though,
what am I going to do with their thanks?
I don't know. I feel like to be a part member of the party, I'd have to change my name. I'd have to change my name to something. Like LC.
What would you change your name to?
I don't know. Or maybe like Kevin Phillips Bong. Nice one.
Kevin Phillips Bong.
Yeah, Kevin Phillips Bong. Because Kevin Phillips, because he scored 30 goals for Sunderland that season. And Bong, because he played for Brighton.
Because Bong.
Because he played for Brighton and Sunderland.
Real reason you chose Bong, yeah? Real reason you chose Bong. Okay.
Well, the Kevin Phillips Bong is another Monty Python reference. The 10 people that are listening are cracking and creasing themselves with laughter.
10? Wow. Doing good.
They're all the Monty Python fans.
There's going to be Americans listening to this.
Yeah. The Americans love Monty Python. I know that one.
Thinking our government seems fine now.
Oh, no. Doesn't matter. I'm still going to cuss them. When they do it, I'm going to cuss them.
Yes.
If they do it, I should say.
Stay tuned.
But yeah, that is the Monster Raven Looney Pie. Yeah. That is the Monster Raven Looney Pie. That was our politics episode. Politics is crazy.
I swear we agreed to never do politics.
No,
we did.
We have an episode. We part of our episode says fuck the Tories. So
we did agree to do and not do a politics episode, but we didn't agree to not do a Monster Raven Looney Party one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Also, fuck the Tories.
Always remember that.
Yeah.
Well, fuck the Tories.
The entire episode is going to be fuck the Tories, part two. Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
Monster Raven Looney Party. Fuck the Tories. Featuring fuck the Tories.
Yeah.
Because always fuck the Tories.
If they're not doing it to themselves.
Well, I will put you out of your misery now because I don't even have anything to add on to that. It's fucking, some would say, madness. And I think that's what they're going for.
Madness?
You can find
this
madness.
This
is Sparta. You can find the previous limited political episodes we've done, the whole 2-3 of them. And all of our other episodes on all podcasting platforms. Just use our government name to find us. It is Wait What, a trio of nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio, YouTube Wait What Podcast, and TikTok at The Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on trucking.
Two. Three.